Hello, this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2068, recorded on Thursday, the 4th of July, 2019. This week's Chatterbox is followed by the latest edition of Your Norfolk, with news from Norfolk County Council. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always love to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox will be read this week by Don Cleaver
and me, Sam Elmhurst.
We have one new listener this week, Mrs. Pam Lines from Norwich. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy our weekly recordings. We will have the usual news items from the evening news this week, plus readers' letters, information desk, and three features with very different topics: dope, pastry, and a Norfolk art. We will start, as usual, with some of the stories making the news in Norwich.
We start this week with three varied stories. A schoolboy was placed in isolation because of his haircut this week. The Norwich and Norfolk Association for the Blind, NNAB, is changing its name to Vision Norfolk. One person called the ambulance service 1,136 times in 12 months. The family of a schoolboy who was placed in isolation for his haircut have expressed frustration with the ambiguous rules that saw him disciplined. Denise Poiraz, a Year 10 student from Great Yarmouth, was placed in isolation at Heatherset Academy after getting his hair cut short. His brother, Henry Poiraz, 22, said the 15-year-old had been getting the same haircut since Year 7, and he said he felt it was an injustice that he now had to be punished for it. Denise doesn't want to go to school until his hair grows back because he knows he'll just be placed in isolation. In response to the claims, a spokesman for Inspiration Trust said, "Our high uniform standards help students to feel smart and proud to be part of the Heatherset Academy community." Whilst we are not able to discuss individual students, there are occasions when internal inclusion is used when uniform or conduct expectations are not being met by students.
Norfolk's Slight Loss Charity has announced it will be changing its name next year. The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, NNAB, will become Vision Norfolk from January 2020 in order to better reflect the charity's work. The NNAB said the name change follows research which showed the majority of visually impaired people do not identify with the word blind. Gina Dormer, chief executive of the NNAB, said the brand is important in helping people to find, use and benefit from our service. The new name was revealed at the Royal Norfolk Show, where the charity also launched its summer campaign. Open your eyes to sight loss, which is designed to make everyone think about sight loss in everyday life.
A person who called for an ambulance 1,136 times in the last 12 months is among dozens of persistent nuisances who are costing the service a fortune, it can be revealed. The Norfolk individual made the relentless barrage of 999 calls to the East of England Ambulance Trust between June 2018 and 2019, with crews going out 64 times. The person only needed to be taken to hospital on four occasions. The example was revealed after a Freedom of Information request, which showed that 41 people in Norfolk are currently counted as frequent callers, meaning they have made more than five calls a month, or more than 12 calls in 3 months to an emergency line. This compares to 24 in Cambridgeshire and 21 in Suffolk. Out of the three counties, this was by far the highest number of calls, but despite having the power to do so, the Ambulance Trust has not prosecuted any of the callers. In March this year, Norwich Magistrates Court heard how 72-year-old Linda Perrin, a retired NHS worker, had cost the health service more than £26,000 by making more than 1,000 nuisance calls to emergency services. Perrin of Robert's Close, Hempnall, had been bombarding GPs and emergency services with unwarranted calls, resulting in 44 call-outs. Rob New, defending Perrin at the time, said, "She believes what she is doing is correct, and she should be able to access greater medical assistance than she is getting."